Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. If this is your first time tuning in to the Issues Concerning Women radio show, we thank you so very much. And if you're one of our longtime listeners, you've been following us for a while, we thank you as well, because we couldn't do this show without you. So tonight, Veronica and I are going to discuss a few different topics about small business, about being in a nonprofit, and we're also going to be talking about being in the black. How do you make sure that you're going to have funds in your bank account at the end of 2018? And so that is our goal for this year, to make sure that we are on track and go out with a bang this year and just be everything that we planned and everything that we wanted to be. Hey, Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine, I'm wonderful in this stormy day, but blessed to be here.
Absolutely. And speaking of the storm, we just want to send our love and prayers to anyone who's in the path of the storm. Please be safe. We are so concerned about you. We've just had a few little buckets of rain, but we just don't know what's going to happen here in Hampton Roads or North Carolina, South Carolina, or even if the path should switch and change again. So we're sending our prayers out to you all. So please be safe. Make good decisions. If they tell you to evacuate, please evacuate, because you're not only putting your life in danger, but the lives of others when they try to come to rescue you. So we just want you to know that we are thinking about each and every one of you. And so, Veronica, I know that anytime there are storms, you know, and it's calm like this right now, so you're just wondering what's going to happen. But that's kind of how life itself is. You know, you have those calm moments, and then you have those hectic moments. So tonight, we're just going to jump right in and talk about our businesses, what we're doing, how we can help the community. And so, Veronica, I want you to kind of reintroduce yourself. I know they know you by now, but there may be somebody listening that's new that don't know my girl Veronica. So we want them to hear, you know, in your voice, who you are and all of the wonderful things that you're doing with the nonprofit organization.
Well, thank you, Francine, and thank you all who are listening to us tonight. I'm Veronica McMillan, the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. The Micro Nonprofit Network is founded, or was founded, basically to help small nonprofits, those that that file the 1023EZ. Those are nonprofits who've projected their annual income over a three-year period will not exceed $50,000. And so, you know, that's kind of our niche, where we're trying to help them gain financial footing, as well as understanding how to, you know, run their businesses or what have you. And partly because, you know, we've been through it. This is the second nonprofit that I've had, and every time I do it, I always learn something else. And then the other piece of that is, you know, really helping nonprofits to develop their programs. And again, as I said, that's one of the things that we are really striving to do this year, is really focus on one particular program, and that's the program that's called the Imani Project. And it was called That's the Ticket Program, but we wanted to expand it to help college students who are dealing with mental health issues of stress and depression, and also meet that immediate need of getting them bus tickets. And so that's the program that we're focusing on. So our house, or the micro nonprofit, is a two-sided house, one where we're helping budding entrepreneurs who are starting their nonprofits and to help those who are developing their programs. So that's a little bit about, you know, what we're doing, for instance.
Absolutely wonderful. And I'm glad that you mentioned the college students, because we're kind of on this path to identifying the need through the colleges. And so in October, one of our first college tours is going to be at the Broughton Stratton College in Virginia Beach at that campus. And so if you live in our area, we would love to have you come out and meet us. And there's going to be a plethora of information, different speakers. Veronica is going to be one of the speakers there, and she'll be touching again on her programs and the need to help the college community. So we do invite you out. The ticket price is $10. We try to keep it low so that the students can afford to come. We don't want to have something and you can't afford to come and participate. But it's open to the public. You don't have to be a student of Broughton Stratton College. It's open to everyone. So we're really excited about that. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And then the other thing that I wanted to share tonight, that with issues concerning women, we primarily do the business side. And again, as Veronica states, we're twofold, because on the one side, we're always talking about helping you start your business and how your business can grow. But then on the flip side of it, we're looking at your finances. How can you be successful? How will you be able to reach the goals that you have set? And for each individual, success looks a little bit different. So, Veronica, if you don't mind, could you please share with the audience what success looks like for you in this program through the end of the year? Because we have to make plans and set goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I understand in terms of success, or what success looks like for me, is basically just kind of taking it one day at a time and looking at the goals that we set. And if we need to tweak those goals that we've set, then we want to do so. But we have a projected goal in mind that we're trying to reach. And oftentimes when people talk about success, they don't think that failure is a part of the process. But failure is a part of the process getting to success. Because most people, you're going to fail a billion times before you
have
that. You know, that waving flag. We made it! Getting yourself girded up to understand that you're going to have some struggles. And so for us, the success is, have we achieved the goals that we've set? Did we have the community impact that we said that we set out? Did we make the adjustments? Were we pivotal when we found out, oh my God, we're going in the wrong direction and we need to change course and go down in that direction? Did we meet the financial goals that we set for ourselves? And if we did not meet those goals, how then do we achieve those goals? If it's fundraising, or is it, do we get a loan, or do you, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, just kind of making the adjustments to getting there. Because for me, it really isn't about a specific number. It is about the achievement of the goals that we set, you know, for this particular year. And of course, of course, finances is always in there. And specifically speaking to whether you're nonprofit or for profit, you really got to have a succession plan in place. You know, what happens if we achieve that goal? Do we move to the next level, or do we just stay right here? And so for me, it's just really assessing the goals that we had and looking at where were the parts that we didn't do so well in? Where do we need to tweak it? And then at the end of this year, we can look back and say, yep, that was a good year. Yep, that was it. Okay, I learned from that mistake. Mm-hmm. Let us do something different in the coming year, so that the next year we've learned, we've readjusted, we reset, we retooled, we reevaluated, and we set to go into, 2019 with all that we have to bring the year in to be the best that we possibly can be. So that's kind of how I define success. For some people, it may be, we just need to make $200,000, but what happens if you don't? Are you not successful because you did not make the $200,000? But maybe you connected with 15 new people, you got 15 new cons. You see what I mean? So I think that everybody's
Absolutely.
Definition of success, just like you said, is different. But for me, that's kind of where we are.
Great. And exactly as Veronica has stated, success is not something that happens to you. It's something that happens. So you have to take action to be successful, and that looks different for every individual. So we really have to look at who we are, what we're trying to achieve, and that we put forth enough effort in taking the action to actually reach the goal. Because sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. And we talk about that all the time, Veronica. You know, we can sabotage ourselves really well. And so the thing that I always say is if the action that you've taken only got you 15 clients, if you had gone a little further and taken another step, and even if you failed and you didn't reach any more clients, at least you tried, because it's all about mm-hmm. The process of failing, mm-hmm. of getting back up, looking at where you are, being disciplined. That's one of the actions that we have to take, and being consistent and persistent, mm-hmm. because if you had made two more phone calls, you may have gotten two additional clients, you know, or set up two additional meetings. Something would have happened if you just didn't give up. So the key thing that Veronica just said is you can't quit. No matter what your end goal looks like, you have to tweak it, redo it, think about it again, rewrite it, but keep on the path to the goal. So that was good, Veronica. So when we're looking at our businesses and what we're doing, and especially in the nonprofit world, we have to be so careful about the connections that we make, and not always looking at trying to make a whole bunch of money, because Veronica, you just spoke about that. So can you just share with the audience about making connections and how vital they are to the nonprofit, but mm-hmm. also the caution that you need to take when you're doing mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking about no man is an island, and yes. and the importance of being able to network and then strategic partnerships where, you know, it's a win-win for both parties, because basically it's not partnership if it's not equal risk and equal benefit. If somebody, mm-hmm. if you're in partnership with somebody and they're getting all of the goodies and you get nothing, that's not a good partnership. And you might have to leave that alone. And so it really is about getting out there. And we had a conversation about this in one of our programs some time ago, is getting to meet people who are not necessarily in that same field that you're in, mm-hmm. because we have to broaden and expand our knowledge, our base, our relationships, because we never know who they know. And we want to basically, we want to be able to connect with them in ways that we're going to be learning from each other, because we don't know which door is going to open, and that door is the door that breaks down everything that we've been looking for. That's the door that, you know, ushers us into a place that that we never thought would happen to us. And so important to build those relationships, because you don't know it all. And we've mm-hmm. heard people say this before: if you're the smartest person in your circle, you need to get another circle, because you dried up in terms of the knowledge, because you're always in this place of constantly learning. It's this thing where you're opening yourselves up to get more information, to get to meet more people, because those people broaden your horizon. Those people help you to see things from a different perspective. And they might be the ones that you've been juggling over this thing and trying to figure out. I know I have had things I have thought about, flipped it over, thought about it again, and could not come with no answers. Then you go and talk to somebody, mm-hmm. and they give you the best answer in the world. And he's like, well, why did I think? Because all of the answers does not lie in your lap. So relationships are so key. In the nonprofit world, of course, it's about collaborations, because a funder does not like to look like they're the only one supporting you. They want to know that you're mm-hmm. vetted in the community, and that other people buy into the mission and the purpose of your organization and are getting behind you. And that takes time. It cannot be... I remember hearing T.D. Jakes say that. You build relationships first and let resources come. When the relationships mm-hmm. are built, the resources come. And so you have to give the time to build those relationships, because you can't trust everybody. I tell people all That's the right. time, I don't like to sell people snake oil. I want to stand That's behind right. my word. I want to say that when I say that I'm going to do what I'm going to do, I'm going to do that. I'm old school. My word is my bond. If I make a mistake, I will take care of that. I'm not going to run away with your money. I'm not going to do anything. And that takes time to get to know people, because they've been just done so wrong by so mm-hmm. many people that their level of trust is gone. And so then they're everything you do, like, why you got to do that? Why you charging that? Mm-hmm. My cousin told me I didn't do this. You know, all of that stuff. And I always tell my mm-hmm. clients when I'm working with them, I cannot be the cleanup woman. You got to trust me. If you don't trust me, then I am not the person mm-hmm. that you need to work with, because of the fact that this has to be mutual respect, and you got to believe that I got your best interest at heart, and that I'm not trying to take advantage of you, and I'm not chasing down anybody's dollars, and that if somebody's got to sell you out for a dollar, I don't really need to be with that client, and they don't need to be with me if that's what they're trying to do. And so it's just important. Relationship is key. And in the collaborations and partnerships, the key. And then when you realize that you're in a relationship with an organization, a person, or what have you, and it did not go well, don't bash them. Don't throw them under the bus. Facebook and throw shade and all that stuff, because that kind of stuff it comes back on you. So you take that as a lesson, okay? That goes back to that success that you were talking about. What did I learn? Mm-hmm. That kind mm-hmm. of person, you know, I can't deal with them, and that you have to rise up and be the bigger person, the better person in the way to handle that. So that's sort of kind of, you know, how I, in terms of relationships, in terms of business or what have you, what I stand by.
Absolutely. And you said it so well, Veronica, because we have to be so careful. And when we talk about being successful, we also have to be in good standing, of course, in the community, as you said, my word is my bond. But we also have to know when to step back and let somebody mm-hmm. move on, because every mm-hmm. client is not for everybody. And if we're going mm-hmm. to be the organizations that end up in the black at the end of the year, you can't be taking on projects just to say, I have a project, and this person is driving you crazy, because at the end of the year, you're going to be in the nut house. You know, mm-hmm. you might have somebody, but you're going to be using that buddy for your psychological mm-hmm. evaluations. Mm-hmm. So we have to be so careful. And when we're talking about making money and growing our businesses and being in the black at the end of the year, we have to be healthy, mind, body, and spirit. Because if we are mm-hmm. not, it's just all in vain. We spend all this time, you know, we have crazy hours anyway, because we're up in the middle of the night, earlier in the morning, you know, mm-hmm. doing what we need to do, you know, going to our prospective clients, you know, Veronica's teaching, you know, and doing what we do. But then you take on a client that you know you shouldn't have as a client. They don't trust you. They're questioning everything that you do. It's like pulling teeth to get them to do anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to let that client go. And this is not a failure, mm-hmm. because that's what sometimes, and that's where I was going with this, because we look at it as a failure because that person, we had to say, no, we're not working out, or they said, you know, this is not working out for me. This is not a failure. This is a learning opportunity for you to see all mm-hmm. the time that you spent with them was wasted time. But yeah. now you got to give them a refund. Or if they don't take a refund, they're going to be on Facebook talking about you. They're going to be bashing mm-hmm. you, and which is going to mm-hmm. cost you money in the end. So this is another key thing when we're talking about success, what it actually looks like, and how we have to be always looking and knowing and learning the things that are not good for us. And I think as business women, because we are the nurturers, so many times we will hold on to a client when we know they're not good for us, which causes us anxiety, costs us money, and it hinders us from being where we want to be and reaching our goals. So ladies and gentlemen, we're not leaving the men out, but I'm just saying women tend to do that because we want to help. We want to be a helper. Well, you know, she's had a hard time and she got burnt the last time she worked with somebody, so I think I'm going to work with her, but it may just be her. So you just mm-hmm. really have to start looking at the client for who they are, what is your best interest, and how you can make sure that you're going to reach your goals by doing the things that are important to you. That was good, Veronica. And so mm-hmm. anytime that we're in business and we're working with each other, and I know people say women can't work together, because that's not true either. And so we're going to kick that myth to the curb, kick that can down the road, because Veronica and I, and it's quite a few of us that work together, we've established these relationships. But it took years, Veronica. You know, mm-hmm. it just didn't mm-hmm. happen overnight. And so that's what people have to be looking at, you know, when they're thinking about building relationships and trusting people. So we're going to move away from that for a little bit. And so let's talk a little bit more about the organization itself, Veronica, you know, the micro nonprofit, and some of the other things that you have planned for the year or going into 2019, because mm-hmm. we're kind of moving forward. We're mm-hmm. not rushing the year, mm-hmm. but we kind of have to see where we're going. You know, we have to mm-hmm. do, you know, the process and look towards the journey and be excited about it, because I'm excited about it. So just tell us a little bit more about what's going on with you.
Right. Well, one of the things, and I think we said that in one of our shows, we find ourselves talking a lot about some of the things that we've talked about before, too, because all this stuff is so relevant. Everything connects to one thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. But one of the things that that we are doing with the micro nonprofit is really, I think I said it, is kind of taking everything back to the stud and really kind of looking at every angle of the business, looking at board, looking at marketing, looking at branding, looking at how we're communicating in the community, what impact do we have in the community, looking at our finances. So two big things that we're trying to do, of course, is our fundraising campaign from October through to the end of the year, because we know we need more income into the organization so that we can have a greater impact in the community, because it requires money to do the things that you want to do. And so when you don't have the resources to do them, it puts a burden on you to figure out, oh, my God, what am I going to do next? And again, it goes right back to your strategic planning again to say, all right, did we really look at that area when we were talking about that, you know, in our strategic plan that we said we were going to do $10,000, but we only got two. What do we need to adjust? Or maybe our image in the community is, or our brand in the community is not what we thought. So let's look at that. So for us, it really is really taking everything down to the studs and saying, let's look at every area and let's get these areas shored up and let's get the financial piece going into 2019 solidified even more, because we don't want to look back and say, you know what, have we done this? We could have had, you know, that 2000, we did that, you know. So really, it really is coming to that place where we're saying when you do your reorg and you organize things differently, you restructure things differently, and then you really focus on, all right, we said, you know, it's going to be 10, but we got 8. That's better than, you know, not having anything. And then what can we do that we did not achieve the 2000? So that's primarily for us. Those two things is the restructuring and the financial piece. And whether that means, you know, a loan, whether that means a grant, whatever that means, we have to, because this weekend, since we're not really doing anything since the storm, that was my focus. I said, I'm going to go right ahead on. I've been saying, I'm going to write this grant. And so this weekend, that's what I plan on doing, writing the grant, submitting the grant, and then just going on and see, you know, where we land, because I think that's so important. And then also what I want to say to the audience is every day you got to do something. And something could be just baby steps. It could be a call. It could be an email. I got a card from a young man about 2 weeks ago, and they have a foundation that helps nonprofits. And I was like, I haven't even contacted. So those are those things that I say, you got to go back and you got to get back to the basic things that you were doing when you first said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And so those are the things for us in finishing out this year, really looking at the restructure and really focusing in on the financial piece.
Great. And that's a key component to being successful, taking action, because we can talk all day about the stuff we want to do, but until we actually move it from the paper and to actually doing something about it, it's just a thought. We have to take action. And I think that's a lot of times people have the information piece ready, but they don't do the execution. They get stuck there for some reason. So we always encourage you, if you're struggling in your business or in your nonprofit, sometimes you do need to, you know, go to a seminar or get on a webinar, get some more information, get motivated. Because a lot of times we get wore out because we hang around with, like Veronica was saying, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, then you really need to start looking around the room. And if everybody in the room is average, what are you going to be? You know, if everybody is kind of like a daisical and just kind of muddling along, but you're ready to go 100 miles per hour, but everybody else is at 25, they're slowing you down, and you're allowing them to do that. So you have to be the one who decides how fast I'm going to go, how I'm going to do this thing. And Veronica and I did not just start doing this. We've been in this for a while, you know, and so we're not telling you something that we don't know. We know this. We've lived this. We failed at many projects that we started, they didn't work out the way that we planned them, but we never mm-hmm. took it to heart. We stepped back, we looked, we restructured it, and or we let it go. You know, so you have to figure out when is it time to let something go, because sometimes there mm-hmm. is at the end and it's a period. You know, it's not right. a comma, you know, or it's not an and, mm-hmm. it's a period, and you need mm-hmm. to let it go. So you really have to, you know, stay focused and continue to look at your goals. And I think, Veronica, I'm so proud of you, and I always say that, you know, and the things that you're doing with the nonprofit, and it is a lot. So people think it's easy to run a nonprofit, so we got about 5 minutes, Veronica, tell them how mm-hmm. it can be wonderful, but it's not easy.
yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's true in any business that you have, because, again, and I'll say this to people, that it takes, you know, about 7 to 10 years for a nonprofit to get its sea legs in, for people to buy into the mission and the vision of your organization, for people to consistently give, for people to understand that your programs are impactful, that your programs, that you have a niche that's different than someone else's product or service or what have you, and that you have integrity and transparency in what you're doing, and that you believe in yourself, you believe in the people that support you, and that you understand that mistakes, you know, happen along the way. That's a mm-hmm. lot. That's a whole bunch. So you have to have that staying power. I can't tell you the number of times, like, shoot, I ain't going to do this. And then you just like, then one the next day, the next day, then God will drop a thought or something, and then you're like, okay, and then you go writing again or what have you. And I'm a true believer in the things that God has given you. He is going to give you the provision, and sometimes that provision is one breadcrumb at a time, and because mm-hmm. He knows that He can't give you all of it. Because I know for myself, I will run away with it and move too quickly, rather than taking mm-hmm. the next step that God said. So that's kind of how I see it, Franklin.
Absolutely. And so we have to, you know, we orchestrate our own businesses and our nonprofits and what we're doing, but sometimes we're not the master. It seems like somebody mm-hmm. has our strings, and, you know, they're pulling our strings. Mm-hmm. So we have to become the masters of our organizations and our businesses, and we have to be in control of them. And I think that's one of the, when we're taking action, thinking about the past, we need to be in control of the situations. And if that means that I sit out on something, it's okay. If that means if I move forward, then I'm still okay, because I made a decision that I thought was good for me. And so mm-hmm. I just want the audience to know that we're so excited about everything that's going on in our businesses and our nonprofit. And if you are available on October the 6th, 2018, we're going to be at Broughton Stratton College in the Virginia Beach campus. And I think the address is 301 Center Drive, but you can look it up. It's easy. And Veronica's going to be there talking about just what we're talking about now, you know, the nonprofit organization. What do you need to do? Mm-hmm. How do you find mm-hmm. finances? So you don't want to mm-hmm. miss this educational piece. It's only $10. Mm-hmm. You can't sit with Veronica for $10. Okay, I'm just telling y'all that. So you're gonna get you can't sit with me for $10. But because it's on the college campus, we want, you know, you to come, and especially our young people, because you need to get this information about running your business, running your nonprofit, finding that money. Mm-hmm. How do you go mm-hmm. forward? You know, some of the things that you need to do. So Veronica, we're about 2 minutes out. So tell them how they can get in touch with you, the email, phone number, and all of that good stuff.
Wonderful, wonderful. Of course, you can go on the web, themicrononprofitnetwork.com. You can always email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com, and you can definitely phone me at 757-572-0974. I almost forgot my own phone number, so that's how you can contact me.
Absolutely wonderful. And to contact me, Francine Humphrey, my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. My phone number is 757-567-6734. And the website is issuesconcerningwomen.org, just like it sounds. So, Veronica, our time is about up. You know, it doesn't take us long to hit that 30-minute mark, you know, but we just want everybody to be safe. So if you want to say something to the audience before we go, and then we're going to chime on off.
Yeah, so just basically just be safe out there. Heed all of the warnings, precautions, or what have you, and then just take care of your family and have a just great and wonderful time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Veronica and I have had a great time, as we always do. You can tell we have fun. We want you to have fun with us. So please reach out to us. Take care now, and God bless. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.